Speaking on this program is Vernon Joins.
We bring to you God's Word of Truth as manifested in the New Testament, teaching man the way of salvation. All have sinned and thereby have separated themselves from God, being dead in trespasses and sin. But God determined to save man through His mercy, love, and His grace in Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. We, in turn, must respond in faith and obedience in order to be saved. God's part in our salvation is grace. Our part is faith in Ephesians 2 and verse 8. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We cannot please God without faith, Hebrews 11 and 6. Jesus said, "You shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins." Repentance is commanded of God. In Acts 17 and verse 30, He said, "In the times of this ignorance God overlooked, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Jesus, in turn, says we must confess Him in order to be confessed in Matthew 10 and verse 32. And when the Ethiopian eunuch had learned the truth, he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." But immediately following this confession, he was baptized in obedience to God's command. In Acts 10 and verse 48, Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. This, first of all, was in order to be saved, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. And we cannot be saved without the blood of Christ, and it is in baptism that we reach that blood. In Romans 6 and verse 3, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death?" Now, this is significant because John 19 and verse 34, when the soldier came by and pierced Christ's side and blood and water came out, was shed in His death. And He was already dead at this point in time. But we, in turn, must live a faithful, dedicated Christian life. 1 John 3 and verse 22, we must keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. But salvation is only in Christ. In Acts 4 and verse 12, He said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." In Hebrews 5 and verse 9, "He is the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey Him." Have you believed and obeyed the truth?